Okay, stand by.
This is Tanner and Drew's Donkey Show.
Hi, you little shits. Thanks for checking out Tanner and Drew's Donkey Show podcast. Heard online at 1059thebrew.com. I'm Tanner. Drew's there. Laura's here with us. Let me bring Court into the fold. Hey, Court.
Hello. I'm in the fold.
Court is in the fold.
In the meat fold.
And when I turn Casey's mic on, it's noticeable. We get quite a bit of noise. Let me see if you notice us here.
Oh. Good morning.
Oh, you hear that?
God, he's like low-def television.
Yeah, low-def Casey.
I think I'm officially pulling the pin and going to buy myself a Rodecaster.
Yeah.
I've reached the end.
That's a good idea.
I've reached the end of my ropes. I'm literally at the back end of my house.
What have you been using since then?
She's got like a little Mackie mixer, right? Like a little...
Yeah, I've got a 14-channel Mackie. Into a Focusrite sound.
The Rodecaster, it's expensive, like $600 or $700, but it is well worth it.
Because right now it sounds like he's talking into a food processor.
A fan.
Which only makes me just want
to... A food processor into a fan into the worst microphone possible.
Exactly.
Yeah, and he's got a good microphone. Like, I gave him a studio mic.
Yeah. It just makes me want to disconnect right now and just go outside and punch myself right in the fucking mouth.
Well, don't do that. Wow.
And that's one thing that we've come to notice about Casey. When he does get upset, the ripcord is quick. The ejection button.
I really like it because Casey's really calm and patient, and he's got the patience of a monk. And then as soon as it's done, as soon as his patience is up,
it's over.
Yeah, but even when he says that, he says it in a calm way. He's like, I just want to go outside and punch myself right in the fucking mouth.
But that's scarier, though.
Yeah.
To me, that's scarier.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Like, Court kind of gets like that. I saw Court mad only a handful of times. And the first time I heard him yell, it kind of freaked me out. Do you remember that, Court?
No, I don't remember. What did I yell about?
It was just you and me here in the brew studio, and there was an issue with the phone system. You were trying to get a winner's information or something. And the phone disconnected, and Court just started screaming and dropping F-bombs, and it scared me.
Mm-hmm. The straw that broke the camel's back.
Because anytime you start quiet, you know, like my brother, out of my three brothers, the one who is the last to pop on you is the one who will hurt you the most.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, so if they're all smiles until they're not, that's the most violent one is the pent-up one.
Are you violent, Casey?
No, I'm not violent at all. And I try to maintain my composure all the time. Just sometimes my frustration gets the best of me. Look, I've raised a kid on the spectrum. My patience has been like fortified. I feel like I'm a very patient person.
But if I were to tell you things like right now, your mic sounds like shit.
Which it does.
Yeah, I'm deeply offended by it.
And he gets mad.
But it's only because I feel like I've done everything on my end to try and prevent this, and then we go live.
See, it's so,
and then it sounds like shit again.
Pull back a little bit,
and
he's getting hot. He's getting hot, and his mic's starting to bleed.
I feel like I should be ordering like a burger right now.
Something. Yeah, through the drive-through lane. Yeah,
wet microphone.
Yeah, that is so noisy, Casey. Casey, do you have a spicy chicken available?
I do. How's that? Does that help at all?
Yeah,
that actually does help. Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
Keep bitching. You guys keep bitching. I'll keep turning knobs, and we'll get there.
All right.
Yeah.
That works.
When did you buy this mixer, Casey?
1982.
A few years ago. Oh,
okay.
No, it's... How does that sound?
It sounds good.
Fine. But this is an antique guy, so he could have bought this thing.
That's true.
A few years ago, could have been 20 years ago.
He's like, it's vintage, you guys.
Yeah.
No, I had the Focusrite turned up because I was trying to run my mic direct the other day, like you recommended, Tanner.
Oh, and that's probably what happened.
So I was monkeying around with those, and I don't think I turned them back down.
I don't see why. Well, that's fine. It's not my fault. His shit doesn't work. I tried to help him by eliminating his Mackie, eliminating his mixer, and just plug right into the Focusrite, which is what I do. I just plug right into my interface at the house. Which is what most people do, I think, but I don't know why he was going through another thing. Like, that's just another thing that's going to cause problems. So just both me and our engineer here at the station said, hey, unplug the mixer. So there's something that Casey's doing wrong.
Yeah. No, it makes sense.
Right.
User error, 100%.
Like, I was thinking that Sam had like he wasn't sending phantom power to the microphone or something like that.
Phantom
I don't know.
Phantom power.
Okay. Which I do I think love phantom power.
I think we've bored everybody enough with this nonsense.
Yeah, but you sound great, Casey.
I'm just trying to bring Casey down to, you know, it's not a big deal. Bring Casey back down to earth.
I mean, he's only ruined a section of the podcast.
Right, and I like
it. For the, 56th fucking time?
I like hearing the behind the scenes. I like hearing things. You remember when you told me, it was so good when the four flew off the rails, and I told you were wrong.
This is my version of the four.
Yeah.
Every
and
day.
And we're loving it.
Yeah, Casey, it's never as bad when it's not you. Or when it's you, it feels like the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, and, on the outside looking in.
Yeah. Remember how mad I was when we played the four and it went south?
Yeah, how could we forget how mad you were?
I was so mad. I got up off the air because I was at home, but I got up and Drew and Laura could see me stand up and throw my notepad across the room.
Yeah.
I was very upset.
He was very mad.
Good. And the nice thing is any holes you put in the wall, you've already got workers there. You just point
exactly.
Those as well.
Like, can you maybe take care of this one too?
If I put a hole in my wall with my notepad, I'm the strongest man alive.
Right.
Yes.
And I would go get him just to show it off. Like, dude, look what I just did with this notepad.
Man.
I'm He-Man.
Yeah, you got that tricep.
But yeah, no, I feel you, Casey, but when you're when I'm not involved, I think it's great.
Look, I think it's great too for a little while, and then I'm like, you know what, I'm about ready to lose my shit.
All right. Well, anytime you lose your shit, you let us know, and we'll stop everything to listen to it.
Well, yeah, and put a GPS on him because he might just turn the mic off and walk to Albany.
Start walking.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, I find my cat and I slap the shit out of him. That's all I ever do.
Don't take it out of my cat. Don't be slapping your cat around.
Yeah, now you've lost Laura.
How dare you?
That's a total joke. I love my cat.
Laura actually told me that, or maybe she said it in an email, that she's actually considering getting another cat.
Well, I can't get a dog.
A third cat.
I can't get a dog. And all my friends, all of my friends have been finding strays.
Yeah.
And then they inevitably end up taking in one of them. And so there's a lot of kittens on my Instagram these days. And so I'm like,
I had three cats once, and it's a lot.
It's a lot of cats.
Well,
a lot of
cats. Having two is too many. So I really don't know what I'm thinking with a third.
Like Laura's constantly putting pictures on her Facebook of her cats who are just terrorists. They'll go up on a counter and knock something off, knock plants off the counter, and there's dirt everywhere.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah. See, because for me, and I'm probably the worst to ask in the group, but that's like third cat. Like if I was on a date with a girl and we walked in and she's like, yeah, I got three cats.
That'd be a red flag.
It takes you into crazy cat lady territory.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Court.
Look.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, the reason why there are so many strays is people realize that cats suck and they get rid of them.
No, they're like kittens, not full grown.
The worst. I have two cats and they suck. They both suck. I mean, the one that I like still sucks.
See, I think kittens are fine. It's when they get older I have a problem.
It's one of the, like, you can't go anywhere.
What?
I mean, you can't.
It's not a baby.
You have to, like, somebody has to feed them, like,
no,
if you
not
want
true.
To go out of
you
town.
Know what, you know what I just did? I just bought self feeders that are timed for my cats, so now I can leave for a weekend and not worry about it.
And I have
a litter robot which cleans itself, so I'm set.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You barely have to even know they're there.
Exactly.
You barely even have to love on them.
Yeah, that's great.
So are you on the fence, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you're definitely buying a third cat, where are you at?
Like a 2.
Thank you. Okay.
It's not going to happen.
All right.
Because you don't smell like cats right now, but that's a 2-cat problem.
That's
you know,
true.
Like a 3-cat problem. It's like, hey, you got to get rid of your cat because you're like the dander lady.
Dander lady.
And once you get a third cat, like the third cat doesn't know the other two cats. And so then there's going to be the whole like territorial thing. And
they're going to be peeing on everything.
Peeing on everything. Yeah.
They'll mark everything.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm aware.
That's when Carrie Ann started to smell like cat is when she would come in here after she got another one because they would mark on her clothes and she wouldn't know.
Yeah.
She would put on a sweater and she would come in here with smell like cat pee.
I'm not trying to completely lose my security deposits, so maybe maybe I'll wait. I'll think on that.
Yeah. Because, you know, my opinion on it, like I said, has no relevance because I don't have cats, but all three of these dudes have cats. T Tanner's like, probably not a good idea. I'll tell you, like, no. And Casey just threatened violence on
him. I lost my security deposit because of those three cats.
Yeah.
So that's a, keep that in mind.
It's a lot.
My cats are usually, get my money back. And like another thing is my cats are pretty chill, the ones that I have, all things considered. But when you get another one, you never know. That may be the one who
gang
just
violence.
Fucks shit up.
Yeah.
That's right.
So. Whenever you guys are ready for a hardcore dead body story, I got one for you involving cats.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Was the body half eaten?
I think I want to hear this now.
Do you want to hear it now?
Yes.
How long is it? Can you?
Oh, well, I can condense it down to a minute. And if you want the,
please.
The nickel tour or the quarter tour, either way. The short version is.
Give us a medium version.
Yeah, we'll take the dime. Okay.
The lady had show cats. And she showed, you know, for those who haven't heard, my dad used to work for the medical examiner's office. I used to go with him periodically to pick people up. So a lady showed cats, these long, like Persian, long-haired Persian cats.
Yeah.
Okay. She goes to make a bath and has a medical episode, dies.
Oh.
Nobody knows. Okay. The cats start, they ate her entire calf off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Until it got too foul, and then the cat stopped eating it. But they had pissed all over that house. There was rust coming up the metal bifold doors.
My
like,
God.
Just dude, urine's no joke. Even human urine starts to It starts to do like the light poles downtown Portland, and they have to constantly replace those because the urine starts to corrode the metal.
Yeah, the acidity involved, especially with a dehydrated urination, which is all bum urine is.
Mm-hmm.
Brutal.
Dude. That place was wasted. Holy cow, it was nasty.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's the thing about cats, too. Like, dogs will wait a minute before they start eating your face off. Cats will just, like, straight away.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really gnarly.
It was gnarly.
Did you see it, or did you just hear about it?
No, I was there.
Oh,
man.
Isn't this enough of a warning, guys? These cats hate you so much, they will eat your face the moment stop breathing.
If you were hungry, wouldn't you do the same?
I'd probably eat your face, too, but I would do it with remorse and respect.
Casey, when you opened the door, could you smell it right away?
Dude, so the door was already open when we got there because the cops and, you know, fire department and everything had gone in there. But even with everything open and fans going, we got there and they just handed out paper suits, like,
right.
Just go ahead and suit up.
How long was she there before they found her body?
Oh, probably a week.
Jeez.
Ooh, buddy.
And her cat's just eating her calf.
Mm. Yeah, it was gnarly, dude.
Was it to the melting portion of, because like after a body decomposes, don't they just turn into goo at a certain point?
Like, yeah.
My mom had to clean one, and so they come take the body, the chunk of it, but then the goo and all that
other stuff.
And so the house.
I still feel like
sold.
That should be like a government, like some
really
sort
should.
Of organization that cleans up body.
And she couldn't get anyone to come in the place, so she cleaned
she
it herself.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God! Holy moly!
Yeah, that's not for me. Let's just say she didn't even ask me to help.
Yeah, I think I just move out.
Thank God.
Yeah, and it was one of those things where the estate had to be sold.
Right.
You know, and so someone had to get that stuff out of the house, and I don't know why she said yeah.
Ugh.
But it's goo, you're right. And it was on a waterbed, so it actually ate through the corner of the bed from the acidity and had run down into the floorboards, and you actually could find it under the baseboards.
Holy shit.
Yeah, dude. It's the nastiest stuff ever. Without a doubt.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us, Casey. We got to do more funeral stories with Casey.
You should just have your own podcast about this subject.
He's got a lot of great funeral stories.
My dad would be good, too. That's a good point. If I loop my dad, my dad's a good storyteller as well, and he's got way more stories than me.
But, I'd listen to that podcast, the Creepy Casey podcast.
Yes.
Now that he's retired, maybe that's something to consider.
You guys should do The Dead and My Dad.
Ooh. That'd be good.
You can have it. The name's yours.
There it
right
is.
There, free of charge.
All right.
I'd listen to it.
Beefwater's Bodies?
Beefwater's Bodies.
Bodies at Beefwater Bay.
I like it.
Love it.
All right. So there's a couple of things we didn't get to talk about today on the show. We teased it, didn't get a chance to talk about it, but this woman's making $10,000 a month selling her toenail clippings and her worn underwear. Laura, you've made a bit of cash selling your used yoga pants and shoes and sports bras. Mm-hmm. You haven't gotten to selling your underwear yet.
No.
Or your toenail clippings.
Yeah.
But $10,000 a month.
It's pretty good. I want to know, because you can assume that when somebody's getting your dirty socks or whatever, you know, they're taking a whiff and then they're doing whatever after that. But what do you?
They're jerking off.
What do you? Okay. Thank
I'm
you
just
that.
Telling you.
Thank
that.
You
I mean,
for the clarification. But what do you do with toenails?
Like even the guy who the guy her, like her main client when he gets a package from her writes her an email and says, "What does he say?"
He asks my permission to worship,
which means
that means beat off.
Yes. Yeah.
Which I'm like, go for it, bro.
Wait, can you stop calling it worship?
Yeah,
please.
I mean, I'd prefer that. I guess. Or could you mind if I beat off on you?
Do you mind if I report to the beat seat?
Can I just splooge all over your stuff now? But like, what do they do with toenails? Like, do they eat them? Like,
what were you gonna say, Court?
I was gonna say I didn't realize that that's what that meant. Is that what they're doing in church too? Like I see on the reader board sometime, like come in and worship.
I haven't been to church in a very long time. Maybe things have changed since.
And God just went up. There's another one for Court.
Yeah, exactly. We are gonna discuss that. Circling back.
There was no question. I know exactly where I'm going.
Well,
right. He's gonna need sunscreen.
Randy's here for his third consecutive service today.
But $10,000 a month, you could consider selling your toenail clippings. Now, I've seen your toenails. You do not have gross toenail clippings.
Thank you.
I don't know if this girl's got gross toenail clippings or not, but her name is Rebecca Blue. She's a former exotic dancer in North Carolina, and she's become a millionaire. Selling toenail clippings and worn underwear.
Quite the game.
A millionaire, Laura.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. My problem is, it's not just like, you go on OnlyFans, you start advertising, hey guys, buy my toenail clippings. Like, obviously there's more to it than that.
You can't just have a price sheet, is that what you're saying?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
She's talking about her business making her very successful. Here is Rebecca Blue.
Selling weird things on the internet, in the past 10 years, I have netted over $1 million. I was an exotic dancer when I was 18. Then I transitioned into a webcam model while also starting a side business selling clothing and accessories on the internet. And I use every part of my essence to make money.
All right.
All right. Well,
10 years, that's a long time.
Yeah, but 10 years to make $1 million, that's...
Yeah, she says she's made $100,000 a year, but also like
I just don't think
how much of it were you still doing webcam or you still
exactly. It's like if I have to cam
it just
to get into it, I don't want it.
It just seems like a long time for that. I mean, even if that's $100,000 a year, it just kind of does seem like a long time. I don't know.
Yeah, but if that's all you're doing, like that's your only job.
Right.
I also don't want to point fingers, but what's the one thing that's left off that list that those types of girls also do? Escort. And so maybe she is, maybe she isn't, but if you're a stripper, a web girl, and then you're selling your products,
there's a chance you could be an escort.
That's true.
Or maybe she's doing all these things to avoid that.
I know of a lot of women who do strictly OnlyFans, and it's just like single cam, and that's it. And there's no prostitution that goes along with it. But I mean, who knows with her?
First sale happened when she was just 18 years old.
The first thing I sold was when I was an exotic dancer, I sold one of my outfits to a customer. And then when I transitioned to webcam modeling, that's when I realized there's a lot of people who are buying used underwear and socks on the internet.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Wow. I don't understand those people, but to each their own.
Yeah.
So do you just set your own price on OnlyFans? Do you just determine what your content is worth?
Is it like Cameo? Like you make the call?
Kind of, yeah. And then people either buy it or they don't. And I think you can. I think you can make you can make your OnlyFans free, and then like people can order customized pictures and videos.
That's what I would do. I have
like
a free channel, and then if you want the good stuff.
So if you want to see me crisscross applesauce naked making friendship bracelets, there's a premium.
Wow, Drew, that's a great idea. I wonder if anybody's gotten into that.
The videos are ready. I'm just waiting for the go sign.
Rebecca says her clients are not unlike those who collect celebrity memorabilia. They just want to touch something that has been touched by someone they admire or worship.
There's a guy in his basement who wants to buy trash from a goddess like myself. Maybe he's interested in what I've touched. Maybe he wants to touch it too. A lot of it is based on worship play. I feel like people who bid on celebrities' items, it's a very similar sensation. So whether it's sexual or not is completely up to the client. I'm just here to offer that experience in a very safe and comfortable way.
Well, it's very professional.
Very professional, but it's still weird. It's still weird. But she is, you're right. She does come at it like I wouldn't feel like if that were my thing, I wouldn't feel like she was judging me or thinking I was a weirdo.
Or trying to scam you.
It would just feel legitimate. Like, all right, she's one of she understands me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's how you're gonna make your money. Is you can't be judging people.
Right. Exactly.
You can't just be waving your finger, laughing at people. You're not getting paid.
Well, there you go, Laura. I bring it up only because, you know, she's taken it to another level and she's made quite a bit of cash.
Yeah.
And this is kind of your thing. You're into amateur foot porn, so maybe you should step it up and
I don't know.
Sell some toenails. Yeah. I don't know.
I could try it. Next time I go to get my nails done, I'd be like, excuse me, can you keep those? Just put them in a, put those aside.
Did you reach out to the guy who buys your shoes and underwears?
Yeah,
and
he didn't respond.
He didn't respond. We're going to try to get him on the show. We were trying to get him on today. I guess we'll try to get him on tomorrow or sometime this week. But he talked about getting a freckle foot tattoo on his body. I don't
Which is interesting.
What exactly that would be.
I think I told him maybe like two Fs with like a period in between for the freckle.
Almost like the Foo Fighters logo.
Yeah.
Kind of, but not like staggered like that.
And should it have like little stink off the top?
Yeah, like
a little wavy line.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's a foot.
What do you think? What do you think, Casey, of this guy? You know,
I have a lot of questions about this. Like, I just don't know what you do with the stuff. What you want to do with your money is your business. I'm not trying to judge anybody, but I just like you get it. You got some stranger's toenails, and then what? Like, it's.
I bet you they put them in their mouth, dude.
No,
I bet some
no,
of them.
No, 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 no.
I bet
See,
you
I was
some
afraid,
of them do.
I was afraid that you were going to go there, and I don't want to think about
but
that.
But they jam them into their gums.
I bet they floss with them.
You know the hard to reach places?
I bet you they do nasty shit. I bet you.
Maybe they stick them in their urethra.
Oh, no! There's a lot!
And Laura just ran through it.
It's like Red Rover.
Court, what do you think? What do you think? What should we ask this guy when we get him on the show later on this week?
Oh,
We've already asked him all of those questions.
We got more questions.
We know exactly what he does with my stuff.
Beats
up. Yeah, I mean, I would kind of try to find the upper limit of what it is that he would what he'd pay for. I mean, like, you know, how far does he want to go with this? Is he fine with just, you know, yoga pants, or does he want to go somewhere else with it?
I don't know. He's asked for my underwear, and I'm like,
not yet.
So, he's like, okay, that's fine.
What's your line in the sand there? Like, what you know that they're doing dastardly things with your stuff, regardless of what item it is.
That's
so,
true.
Like, is that just like a bridge too far because it's an undergarment?
I just feel like it has a different.
It's a whole different
vibe.
Like that, yeah.
You know?
It does have a different vibe.
And there's like,
I mean,
you know, you got to deal with snail trails and whatnot now, and it's just like a different.
Well, that's what
he's paying
for.
It's a different scenario. I know. I know.
You got to pay a premium price. If you do it, you got to raise those prices.
And I have thought of that. I'm like, if I
500 bucks.
Yeah, exactly.
500 bucks
or
my under. Or more.
And he's just thinking about you with like a woman's front wedgie, also known as a veggie. And just living your wildest dreams in his head.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you know what?
Man,
I'm gonna vomit.
What you want to do?
I'm gonna vomit.
I'll have the veggie salad, please.
No dressing.
No thanks. Ew, ranch.
No dressing.
Can I have some blue cheese with
that? I almost prefer the ranch over the honey mustard.
I don't know. Ooh. It already smells like it's got a nice vinaigrette on there.
All right, crab salad for everyone.
Well, good luck, Laura, and please let us know when we can have him on the show. I'd really love to talk to him this week. That'd be great. He's already come
I'll
on
do my
once.
Best, yeah.
Just have him come on again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. The story, I think it was from last week. It might have been the week before. About somebody who was fined like almost 1,900 bucks because they had a Subway sandwich in their suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, there's now another story about an airline passenger in Australia who was fined about $1,800 for undeclared McMuffins.
So they tried to take that through customs?
Yeah, from McDonald's. Mm-hmm. McMuffins from McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. And these countries have these harsh rules because, you know, if stuff goes to the other country, spread, you know, disease and filth. And
we're talking almost $2,000 after a police dog sniffed out a bag of two McMuffins. Does a police dog get to eat it afterwards?
I hope
if he finds it, he should get
a McMuff.
Give him a McMuffin. The passenger's identity has not been released, but it had not been declared. I wouldn't think even to declare something like that. I know you have to, but I wouldn't think about it.
Me either.
I wouldn't think about it either. And why do you still have them intact when you get there?
That's like, true.
You McMuff on the plane it's and like you leave
think,
it there.
You think those are still going to be good by the time you get
to
the airport?
Yeah, you're going to reheat that? You're out of your mind.
Ugh. You got $1,800 with the fines for a tired McMuffin. Like, not even a freshie.
Not worth it. I do know that the woman with the Subway sandwich, Subway reimbursed her the $1,800.
That's
but
great.
I highly doubt McDonald's is going to do that for
they
this
should.
Thing.
Why not? It would be great publicity. Why not? It's $1,800. You don't think McDonald's has that?
I just feel like you don't hear about McDonald's doing nice things for people very often.
What? A McSmuggle?
Aside from giving them heart disease.
They closed Russia.
That's
give them
true.
A little bit.
Yeah, they did. What are they called now?
Like McBurger.
Like Tasty Potato or something.
Hey, it's got something
tasty
like that.
Tasty Potato.
Bun and meat. It's meat bun.
We have somebody on the phone for us.
Oh, so, is that already? Is that right now? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we got to go. We'll see you tomorrow because Howie Mandel's calling in.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. See you later. Bye, guys.
Bye.
You've been listening to Tanner and Drew's Donkey Show. Heard daily at 105.9thebrew.com.